This is November the 25th, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called The Building of America, the Heavenly Corps of Engineers. Heard of the Army Corps of Engineers. This is the Heavenly Corps of Engineers. You're witnessing the systematic destruction of the old guard. You will be a part of your country's rebuilding. I've given that authority to man, the building plan. I set the example, and he gave me Genesis chapter 1. He saw the earth out there without form and void, in the darkness, water. And he spoke. This is how God builds. He speaks. This is how we build. He called those things to be not as though they were. I challenge you today, if you're asking God for something, quit thinking in your mind you're going to rack up money and go do this stuff. Decide what you want and then call it. Call it. Because in this kingdom, you're all tithers and givers. Your bank account's loaded, but it's been transferred out of this system that's corruptible into a system that's uncorruptible. And when you start calling, you're calling it out of this heavenly realm into this one. You have the money for your desire and your dream, so you have to call it. This earth is full of what you need. Bind the devil, claim what you want, and call it in. Send the angels after it. This is how the kingdom of God operates. It doesn't operate like the natural system. And if you're trying to work the God's kingdom in the natural system, which we see in the church big time, this is why people don't see a lot, because they don't understand the way the kingdom operates. They're trying to operate kingdom out of this natural system, and it's not going to work. How did Sarah and Abraham have that baby? They finally believed God for the child of promise, and what happened? He renewed their youth. They got pregnant, had a baby. She lived another 40 years to raise him, and then Abraham got married and had a bunch of other kids. He lived on 75 more years. This is kingdom operation. This is how God builds. This is how God does things. I remember one time Danny having a word. The Lord said, it was back when we didn't have much. And the Lord said, if I have to send a donkey with a bag of money on her back to your front door, I can do it, like the ravens feeding Elijah. Because we're not looking for our supply out here. We've laid up in heaven where neither rust, moth can't corrupt. We need to quit operating so naturally. This is more of this double-mindedness. In fact, probably what we do have is what God's expecting us to sow, for the most part. Because we're loaded up there, and we're calling. When you call, this is what you're doing. And you keep doing it until one day, there it is. It's there. If you'll keep your mind off of it, every time you think about it, thank you, Lord, it's done. I have it. It's like we sang this morning. It's not about getting stuff from God or getting stuff from God. This is about realizing, he said, there's a room up there and it's loaded with all your treasures. Just call it in. That's how God operates. That's how faith operates. Calls those things that be not as though they were. I'm so broke I can't even pay attention. We have to watch that. We are not so broke we cannot pay attention. Now, we may not have much in our accounts, but we've been sowers and givers, and we believe God. We've laid up riches in heaven, and we're going to call them out of there to here. Isn't that what happened in Genesis 1? God called his reserves out of somewhere to fix what was messed up down here, and that's what he's told us to do as believers. Authority, fish of the sea, the birds of the air. I have given you authority. He's given man authority, the building plan. I am now at rest. I pass that duty on to you. You want to know why the world's in a mess? And why the church is going to be held accountable for it? Because he's given us the ability to change it. And we have sat on our rears and done nothing for the most part. We can't blame the devil. He's just doing what the devil does. But as sons of God, if we do what the sons of God do, there's no way it can't change. That's why we're seeing change now. It's because the virgins have awakened and started trimming their lamps and have started affecting change, started speaking to mountains. He didn't say, pray about your mountains. He didn't say, pray. He did say, pray for your leaders and pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But I think 90% of it is saying, taking authority, decreeing. Nope. Mm-mm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You've been given the say. All right, Ezekiel 37. I have no idea what that says, but we're going to look at it. I figure I knew when I wrote it, but come on now. There's a spirit of release here this morning. I feel it. I felt it come down on my shoulders. There's a spirit of release here to release you out of bondage and all that kind of stuff that you've been in. Right now, just loose that prosperity onto you in the name of Jesus to call those things to be not as though they were. God is never holding anything back from you, not ever. He won't ever. You're king's kids. Just got to keep your mouth right. Don't mess it up by speaking contrary to the truth. Oh, well, now I know why. Perfect, perfect. Verse 1 of Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. The Lord's just saying, quit asking me for stuff. I've already given you everything. Start calling it in. And he caused me to pass round about among them, and behold, they were very many human bones in the open valley or plain, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin, and I will put breath and spirit in you, and you dry bones shall live. And you shall know, understand, and realize I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth the loyalty and obedient service. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a thundering noise, and behold, a shaking and a trembling and a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews upon the bones, and flesh came upon them, and skin covered them over, but there was no breath or spirit in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath and spirit, son of man. Say to the breath and spirit, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath and spirit, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied, and he commanded me, and the breath and spirit came into the bones, and they lived and stood upon their feet as exceeding great host. This is the nation of Israel today. Why didn't God say? He didn't. He told Ezekiel to say. God's waiting on you to say. He told Ezekiel to say, Son of man, you prophesy to the dead bones. I do have a plan for America, and I will depend on you to listen inside and make your decrees. Job 22:28, thou shalt decree things shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon your ways. Joshua 12:2, he spoke to the sun, and it stood still. As mighty men, you are the most powerful force on earth. You can reverse the curse. James 5:17 talks about Elijah was a man of like passions, just like you are. He spoke and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Then he spoke again and it rained. He's just like us. He was no great somebody. He was just a person like us. He drew upon that kingdom principle. It's been laid in our lap. Don't let what you see or hear cause you to fear. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Don't be concerned by the gloom and doom prophets, for they are short-sighted. They see the negative side of everything. They just don't discern my times. There is not a time of being this is not a time of being afraid or dismayed. It's a wringing your hands and giving up. No, it's just the beginning, and my true church is rising up with the sword of the Spirit in their mouths. I need to read that again. Okay. Don't be concerned by the gloom and doom prophets, for they are short-sighted. They're not discerning the times. They're negative. God's going to take America to the ground. I could even name them by name. There's quite a few of them, and I won't listen to them because all they see is, well, God's judging America, and God's going to kill us all, and they're going to invade us, and all these things are going to happen. And I thought, God has never said any of that to me. It's all been positive about rebuilding. So don't listen to that. Don't be concerned by the gloom and doom prophets, for they are short-sighted. They see the negative side of everything. They just don't discern my times. This is not a time of being afraid or dismay or wringing your hands and giving up. No, it's just the beginning, and my true church is rising up with the sword of the Spirit in their mouths. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death. In other words, they were so sold out to God. They were about his business, and they were decreeing and all of this. They didn't care about themselves. They were all about the master's business. My church is on a mission. It is the Great Commission. They act like me. When Jesus comes, it says all the vast armies and the Antichrist are going to be there, and Jesus is going to open his mouth, and with the sword of his mouth, they're going to just be gone. He's going to wipe them all out. This is your weapon. They will speak to the mountains, and they will flee. My heavenly corps of engineers. Signs follow them. They will cast out devils. They will heal the sick. The most glorious time of all is coming upon the earth. You make the call. Remember, just like the fig tree, it will happen in the heavens first. But I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. You bind it in... Wait a minute. Let me read something. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. This is essential. The keys. Let me go ahead and read this in Matthew, because the Lord gave me something on this that I want to make sure you get. This is Matthew 16. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth must be what is already bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth must be what is already loosed in heaven. The Lord said to me, by you binding it in earth, you are affecting the root. See, when Jesus cursed the fig tree, he affected the root. It was the earthly part of it. Heaven's already backing us up in our decrees, faith decrees. But we speak because we have authority in the earth. So he cursed the fig tree, caused the roots to dry up. Y'all get that? Okay. You're affecting the root of the problem. The root is demonic entities pulling the strings behind the scenes. Okay. The real enemy can't be seen, so don't be moved by what you see. Just make your decree. In other words, you don't have to go back and look at the fig tree and make sure it actually is drying up. Just speak it and go on about your business. That's what Jesus did. The real enemy can't be seen, so don't be moved by what you see. Just make your decree. Then you will see the natural manifestation of it on the earth. I'm not mad at America. I'm not about to destroy her. It is the time of my greatest show on earth. No matter how the demons manifest on earth, be assured that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and all of heaven backs you up. Okay, let's look at Isaiah 54:17. Yeah, it upsets me when I hear all this negativity. It's churchy. It's just religious and churchy. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the idea of serving the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtained from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord. There is a lot of building ahead. I've had to take my beloved America down to her foundations. The corruption goes so deep. You have never seen my America. It is the home of the brave and the land of the free, and best of all, the land that manifests my glory. Be led by my spirit and make your decrees. Pay not attention to the enemy. I have a plan, and it will be accomplished as my heavenly engineers this day be admonished. Nehemiah rebuilt Israel. All right, as a side note, don't spend so much time on earthly pursuits and fleshly endeavors. They won't amount to much. Press in and learn my ways, and you will see what you want accomplished. Speak out of your spirit, for they are life. The spirit in you will quicken your body and your circumstances. Put away all that fretting about your problems and trying to figure out how to solve them. Listen to your spirit and speak. This is the answer. Romans 8:11. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. It will quicken your mortal body by a spirit that dwells in you. John 6:63, Jesus said, the flesh profits nothing. No longer waste your time on self-improvement. Get busy. My heavenly corps of engineers rebuilding my beloved America. I'll give you the plan, tell you what to say, a time like no other, a glorious day. I will restore what the cantaworm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar have eaten. That's Joel 2:25. Don't be discouraged when you look in the hole in the wall, but remember I have a plan to change it. Much like a doctor looking at disease and making a plan to cure it, like mercy doctors. I saw the depravity of humanity, but I didn't draw back. I was sent to help them, and that is what I did. Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach acceptable year of the Lord. I was sent to the sick and dying. I did see it and witness their problems, and my Father's Spirit within me showed me how to fix it. Don't draw back from the 3 D's. That you see. Wait on me and I'll give you the plan. Okay, got two scriptures here I'll look at. Mark 2 is the first one. And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are strong and well have no need of a physician, but those who are weak and sick. I came not to call the righteous ones to repentance, but sinners. He came to call. This is your mission, my heavenly corps of engineers. I looked at the earth without form and void, the things you don't want to see and you would rather avoid are your target for change. I'm not showing the void to grieve you, but for you to change it. See, when you walk into situations and circumstances, it's not to grieve you, but for you to change it. Instead of griping about it, put your take on it. This is what I want. I also saw an unproductive fig tree and cursed it. I was out and about and I saw what was out there. Yes, I did pray about it, and it also ran towards suffering humanity, and I changed it as much as they would allow me to change it. See, God forces us into the places, the marketplaces, the highways and the hedges, so that what we see we can change. Okay. Trust my plan. I will have you change laws, etc. If you remain in your four little walls, what good is that? Take dominion over all birds of the air, etc. You get the picture. Don't shrink back, but move forward.